Dude, okay, because every time I sneeze, I have to make, like, a fucking noise. Or else it just is like... So I'm always like this. I'm always like... And my dad is always... He does it, but he does, like, this goofy thing at the end where he goes... I don't know why he does that. But, like, it's hilarious. And my brother just makes, like, a really gross fart.
Do you still have anime to talk about?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast, the best anime podcast you'll ever listen to. Here's the four reasons why. I'm your host, Sam. With me is Danny.
Hello, everyone.
Quokka.
Annyeonghaseyo.
And Anime Summit best boy, Nick.
Hola.
Dude, okay. You know, I hyped it up real good, and you're just like,
Hola.
Dude, I thought you were going to say something funny. Like you're supposed
I wasn't prepared.
You're the office funny guy.
You know what? None of that matters, because we got a new iTunes review.
All right.
Or we're getting right into it.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Well, hold on a second.
What's the episode today?
We're going to do it when we do the content. Let's all come together.
Oh, okay.
Let's all hold hands emoji. Holding hands emojis.
Listen. You know what? The last couple weeks, we had a little fun on here talking about Sam appreciation, talking about anime to watch before you die. But today, we getting down to the nitty gritty. Okay? Your girl's tired. Okay? I want to go to sleep. I want to take a nap. Because I've been
How tired out right are now. You?
I'm so tired that I have to poop. Anyway, seasonal, summer 2018, mid-impressions. What did we drop? What are we watching? What are we still watching?
What are our faves at the end of
What are our faves right now? Let's do rankings at the end and tell people what we think our anime of the season is going to be or what we think it's going to be, whatever, blah, 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 whatever, okay? Let's get into it. Anime Summit Podcast, welcome back. If this is your first time listening, then you're probably...
God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, where have you been?
Because I'm not
prepared.
Yeah,
what the fuck is your problem?
I'm not really prepared for this, but we're going to do it.
When aren't you prepared?
Yeah, I mean...
That's my secret. Prepared. I'm never prepared.
Anyway, I'm going to hand it off to Nick with the news.
All right. Well, before my internet goes out... Okay, so there's like a couple of quick ones here. So Kakegurui, Compulsive Gambler, Kakegurui Season 2 is slated for January 2019. And we all love that one from last year. I did anyway. The Ahigao face anime. Bunch of crazy girls, you know, putting guns in their snatch.
Yeah, Nick didn't like it for any of its like...
So it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Why?
He just liked it for...
Well, it didn't have any strategy. It was just everybody cheating. And then they orgasmed, and it was great. That's all you need. Look, aesthetic is narrative, Sam. As Digibro would say.
Oh, my God. Don't
okay,
call
next.
His ass on this show. Yeah, next piece of news.
Everybody, take a drink.
Everybody take a shot.
Okay, so the second one is Cruel Angels Thesis Writers Reunite for the New JoJo Theme, Part 5. This one is actually going to be really exciting. Because JoJo Part 5 is coming out in October, and as we all know, every JoJo, like, opening is fucking, like, masterful. Sorry, I have a little bit of allergies right now, so apologies if I'm going to sniffle a couple times. But yeah, JoJo themes and Evangelion, Cruel Angel's Thesis combination, it's going to be sick. So, you know, any comment on that, Sam? No? Yep.
No, because I'm not watching JoJo's.
But you like Evangelion, though.
Yeah,
that
but
means
JoJo sucks.
You have to watch JoJo because they have the theme in there. All right, well, no, they're not doing the Evangelion theme in there. The people who made it are making the JoJo one, so yeah.
No, I know, I got it.
Fighting Gold will be the name of it. We'll link that in the show.
JoJo's
notes.
Is such a trolly show that they probably would just do Cruel Angels thesis as the opening theme.
Like. Not everybody. Yeah, that'd be funny actually. No, that would be the ending theme because they always use like a real song for that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, that's good. That's pretty cool. And then okay, so good lord, there's a lot of stuff. So okay, Unsho Ishizuka passes away at age 67/68, depending on your frame of reference. And he's a voice actor. I had to sniffle. I'm sorry.
No, I mean
he voiced.
So sad.
What do you mean? What's his age?
Well, okay, it's 68 by traditional age, Japanese age reckoning, 67 by modern age reckoning. So that's what the Anime News Network article says. So that's what.
But Japan doesn't use the old reckoning.
Well, I okay.
Anymore. Korea
then
still does.
I don't know why they wrote
the
that
ones
in here.
That do that.
All right, well, okay. It's in the article, so I said
just
it.
Don't even read that. Just find it a real age. Like
circa age 67. That doesn't make sense.
You'd say
anyway,
circa.
Dude, this guy was a baller, dude. He did Jet Black and Cowboy Bebop. He did Professor Oak. He did Mr. Satan from Dragon Ball Super. Joseph Joestar, the old JoJo, I assume. Dude, he did Meerkats and Legend of Galactic Heroes, whole bunch of shit. Dude, this guy was fucking G. Anyway, 67. Yeah, that kind of sucks. So, you know, RIP, man.
Was it in a freak another Bitcoin mine accident?
Esophageal cancer.
No, he got
cancer.
Cancer
of the food hole? Or is it the breathing hole?
Yeah.
That's somewhere
like
in
the
there,
part,
yeah.
It's like the part before the stomach, I think.
I should know this. I'm an
well,
EMT.
You would know if you watched Cells at Work.
Yeah, you would know if you watched Cells at Work, Quokka, as we joke about somebody who died. It's okay. We're not heartless. We just...
How do you get cancer in your food hole? Is that what Taco Bell gives you?
Dude, you can get cancer anywhere. You can get butt cancer. You can get foot cancer.
Dude,
is that what Taco Bell gives you?
Shitter, Quokka. You're gonna get ass cancer now, Quokka, because you're joking
you
about
get
it.
Eyeball cancer. I heard of a dude, it was like my mom's friend's like mother or something. She had like eye cancer. Cancer in her eyeballs. Like it's fun crazy. RIP. Anyway, sorry Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's just unfortunate. Unsho Ishizuka, RIP.
Cancer.
All right, well then the next one here is so the anime industry reaches a record high income. It seems to be doing that every year now. You know, we told you this last couple of years.
The industry is just getting bigger.
Right now they are at, they're bigger. It's at 203 billion yen in 2017. And so, it's a 39% increase year on year.
Time to invest.
A three-year trend of positive growth. That's the actual profit was a 55% increase. And that's like pretty insane. We can link the whole article in the comments.
But it doesn't really mean that any studios have more money because it's just more projects.
It's all like spread around. Yeah, they're like doing more. I don't
more
know
projects,
what they're doing with that
more
money.
Studios,
it's like got to be
bullshit.
Some kind of money laundering, like shady shit. I assume everything is money laundering in shell companies.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to take the mantle from the late great InfoWars. Just kidding.
Oh God.
Just kidding. Oh God, YouTube, don't ban us, please. We mentioned it.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, well, yeah, anime is growing. That's good. We'll link the article. And the last piece of news, I'm going to skip one. The last piece is this was not like really related to anime, but Aretha Franklin passed away at age 76.
Yep.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. You mean the queen
the
herself?
Queen of Seoul, I believe.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Korea, but like your Seoul. And dude, that was
not Korea.
That's
not
Seoul.
South Korea.
Sorry.
But yeah,
anyway,
she was a like a legend, man. Like Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All that shit. R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what she did, right?
R-E-S-P-C-T. Yep, she did
respect. Yeah. Oh, thank God. Oh, God.
She,
if I
did,
that
chain
wrong.
She did Chain of Fools. She.
Yeah, her voice was like amazing.
Yep.
Her voice set the. I will like, go as far as to say is it set the bar.
It set the bar.
For sure. Lady Soul was a great record.
We love you.
Excellent
we miss
record.
You.
But anyway, thank you, Nick. That being said, Unsho Ishizuka and Aretha Franklin, this episode's for you. We love you both. And rest in paradise. I'll see you when I get there. If I get there, I might be going to hell. I worked really hard for my spot in hell. Anyway.
Hell doesn't exist,
It might.
We are already in hell. Let's be real.
That's true. But real talk, though, like, I'm pretty sure the devil got a job for me down there in cleaning the toilets. And you got to start somewhere. Yeah, right. Like, yeah. You can't just.
You got to start in the mailroom.
Like,
never say no to a job.
Yeah, all right. You can't just be a torturing guy right away. You got to be like, you got to like clean the toilet. So I'll be doing probably the gay bathrooms and the women's bathrooms.
The gay bathroom. Can you imagine if they had gay bathrooms? Like,
gay
somewhere?
People are
only gay people allowed in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
They're co-ed, but
excuse me, ma'am. Are you gay? No. Oh,
no,
sorry.
You can't
go in there. That's not for you. Sorry, you can't use this bathroom. Yeah. The straight bathrooms are over yonder.
That's what the
over yonder.
Over yonder,
right,
past the.
That's what they're going for.
Past the bottomless pit of hell, you know.
Straight people got to use the porta johns. No, but like freaking no. Yeah, this episode's for you. We love you both. That being said, let's talk about respect for just a minute, okay? RESPECT. Sakatumi.
Find out what it means to me.
We give shit to each other all the time, but we always respect each other by yelling at Nick some more. You can also yell at Nick on Twitter at Blind Freeman, which you can find
or Anime Summit.
At Anime
Tell
Summit.
Tell him that he's a fuckface.
Don't at
Go
me.
Go on Twitter.
Brigade.
Do at him.
just don't do it on Instagram because I never checked that.
I'm too old for Instagram. But no, like we're on Twitter, okay? Follow us on Twitter at Anime Summit and then on Instagram at Anime Summit Podcast. And you know what? I'm going to do this right now. Screw you guys. I totally forgot to do this today. I am going to get my phone out and I'm gonna post on our Instagram for Merch Monday. So by the time you guys hear this, you'll probably already see it. But, like, no, like, I'm doing this because I want to do it. Merch Monday. It's happening right now. And every Monday I'm going to try and post, or Danny can too. It doesn't matter, whoever. Post anime merch we have. And then if you want to send us pictures, just send it to us on Twitter or Discord or whatever you want. And we'll post on Merch Monday and shout you out on Anime Summit Podcast Instagram. And then we get new episodes on the RSS feed iTunes on Thursdays. Comes out the following Saturday on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe there. Give us a review on the iTunes.
Which
please,
we got one.
Because it's so nice.
Oh, my God. Perfect transition.
Yes. Perfect transition. We got
We're
one.
Catching up to the AAA podcast. We'll get you someday.
So
they'll have like iTunes. A thousand or something.
AnimeSummit.net. And you can leave us a review. Even if you don't use iTunes, I think you can still leave a review.
Yes, you can.
So go do that.
I think you just have to have like an, if you have an Apple account. Oh, I think you can leave one like as a guest, maybe. I don't know. But anyway,
who knows?
Leave us a review. Speaking of reviews on iTunes.
Only 5 stars, please.
Only 5 stars.
Even if you want to complain, just give us 5 stars and then complain in the text.
My question is, why do they have 5 stars if that's the only one that matters? Like, if you give a 4, what's the point?
Because
it was like
you
how YouTube used to
rate things low.
Yeah, but why not just yes? Why not thumbs up, thumbs down?
Because there's more gradient than good and bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, if 5 stars is the only
idiot.
One that matters,
let's just agree on that.
4 stars is equivalent to a thumbs down. So, give us that thumbs up.
Anyway, Spiky Cloud from the USA said, breath of fresh air. Great chemistry between the hosts. The podcast is both insightful and hilarious. I found some top tier shows thanks to all of you. Keep up the awesome work. P.S. School Days was a total masterpiece. Thanks, Woo! Nick.
Ew.
Oh, yes.
Then I
vindicated.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
There are dozens of us. Dozens.
Excuse me while
dozens
I go throw
of
up.
Us.
Was that Danny or Sam who did that?
That was me.
That was Danny. No, because if it was me, I would have been like this.
Oh, Oh, man. Where's the spit? No, like, I was waiting for a spit.
Yeah.
Ding. It hits a can.
Ding. Yeah, yeah. Like the spittoon. Like, yeah. No, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. You're amazing. Please leave us more. Tell your friends. Hey. If you're going to leave an iTunes review, then that's when you, after you hit enter on that bitch and give us 5 stars, then you turn around and you say, hey, my friend, my guy, my girl, my homie.
My dude and or dudette.
My agendered non-binary friend or androgynous friend that's wearing a skirt over pants,
hey, wolfkin,
which is kind of hot.
Plantkin.
Wolfkin. Oh, God, don't start with the wolfkin. That's when you turn
my
to
brony?
Them and you oh, God. And you say, I just left a review for this really cool anime podcast called Anime Summon Podcast, and Nick is the best. That's what you're supposed
you
to do.
You can find it on any
yes.
podcast
Always tell me
app
I'm
or
the best.
Even Spotify or iTunes or whatever you use. It's available everywhere.
Yes. Oh, yes. And we're on the Spurtifer. I forgot we're on the Spurtifer. So, yeah, thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening. Once again, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. Let's get into it. Waifu of the week, husbando of the hour. What do we
I have
got?
A story first.
Okay, Koka's got a story, and then we'll get
story
into
time.
A personal life story.
Koka,
story
time.
Story. All right, everyone gather around. Gather around, people. Shut
gather
the
around.
Up.
Gather around. Let me take you back to a distant time of late June of this year.
Koka pulls out the guitar.
So, back in late June, like my agent messaged me on KaoTalk and was like, hey, we got an extra job, 1st and 2nd of July, 2 days for music video for a girl group. I like follow up, send him all the info he needs, and don't hear anything back. Follow up again, and it's been delayed because of terrible weather, because there was like a typhoon coming through the Pacific.
Hashtag global.
Blah, 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 blah. Never hear anything back about it. And then last Friday, one of my friends who has the same agent posts on Facebook about, like, finally this project came out and he's been wanting to talk about it. So, like, the music video is out. Came out last Friday. Guess what the girl group was?
What's the biggest? What's the
guess?
Biggest one in Korea? I don't fucking know.
To anyone? Was it to anyone?
Was it the one 21? Who did the
to anyone's not even
baby,
a thing
baby.
Anymore?
Oh, okay.
Who were the girls who did the GGG, the StarCraft song? That's the only one I know.
Girls' Generation.
Yeah, is that
they're
them?
Not popular anymore.
Oh, well, they were.
But you were right. It is twice the biggest K-pop group right now.
I knew it.
Wait,
I
are you going to be the designated white boy? Are you going to be
no,
like
I didn't,
the pig
I didn't get
from
the
Detroit
job.
Metal
I didn't
City?
Follow. I didn't harass my agent enough. I missed an opportunity to be in a music video with Momo and Nayeon. So close.
Only
it's
closers
okay, next
get
time.
Coffee, Quoka.
Next time. It's okay, Quoka.
There you go. There you go. There you go. That's okay, baby.
Just keep That's hustling. Right. Just keep hustling. Put on that BDSM gear and get on your hands and knees. And then, you know, then Detroit Metal City stuff will happen and you'll be famous. There you go. Right, Sam?
Detroit Metal City.
Okay, just talk about anime.
I'm really trying way
you
too
know,
hard
just
there.
Get on with the episode.
Yeah.
Listen, Koka, you are Anime Summit residential professional white guy actor. You need to get yourself out there.
Residential okay. as opposed to, like, commercial.
Okay, yeah,
industrial.
Commercial. Undomesticated. Put on your pants, one pant leg at a time. You got this. You'll be in the next Twice music video, no problem. Meanwhile, me and Nick are going to start a DMC cover band. Nick is going to be on the drums with the big ass, like, ham bones. He uses, like, the big ass, like, bones as drumsticks.
Oh, man, I got to rewatch that.
This anime is so
actually,
okay,
anime.
The live action movie is hilarious.
Anime.
But yeah,
live
we should.
Action movie, but
we should get into the real topic because it's been 26 minutes.
Yeah, but Gene Simmons is in it. Anyway.
I think it's been less than 26, but that's what my timer says because I started early. But anyway,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nick ruined everything. Waifun has banned of the hour. Let's go.
I'm the only one who right wrote now. Something down, so it has to be that. That's what it is.
I'm gonna, okay, that's fine. I'll just disagree
it's the boob
with
elf.
Our...
And Diablo from How Not to Summon a Demon Lord. The anime.
Dumb.
The movie, the game, the anime.
Is that a show? That sounds stupid.
Yeah, it's an isekai. Isekai Mao Shoujo Chereki Machuji. Yeah, there you go. That's the name of it. The elf girl, her thing isekai is that she always grasps his arm and her boobs are like bigger than his arm. And it's great. And he's a demon. He's like level 100,000. He's basically like Ein's goal from Overlord. Ein's Algon. I can never pronounce that. But anyway, he's Overlord. But he's a demon, and he's got hot-ass chicks after him.
So who else is watching that show?
I'm not.
I'm like behind on it. But it's good. It's fun. They're defending from ogres and.
The answer is that nobody on the planet is watching it except Nick.
No, it's the fourth most popular show. It's actually the second most popular non-sequel of the season. It's more popular than Cells at Work, according to my anime list.
Which show is this again?
How Not to Summon a Demon, Studio Ejidu.
Oh.
I can't even pronounce the studio. Like, yeah, this is where all the money's going. They're like making new studios. Ejidu, the studio.
That's cool. Can we talk about a show that we watched?
Yeah, I watched it. He blew up a whole bridge with like a little tiny Navi fairy thing. And all the girls want is D. That's like basically the story so far. Pretty funny.
We should get all the ones out of the way that Nick is the only one watching, so then we can all, like, you know.
Oh, God.
Nick, you're watching too much stupid crap.
I'm
looking at your list. Too much
crap. Let's kind of put mine in the middle.
Nick is the only one that has, like, a shit ton of shows that he's watching.
Like, you don't need to
and
watch.
I'm not even caught up on half of them either.
Why do you need to drag yourself through some of this crap? Like,
these are like, the better ones, except for one of them that you'll talk
Demon
about later.
Lord?
No, it's good. You'll find out.
I don't know, man. I think you torture yourself a little too much.
It rhymes with Shmai Shmor Shmurl.
Oh, God. High school girl is better than half the shit you got on here.
Seriously.
I like my list, guys.
Which, oh, my God. By the way, I actually told my friend Richard to watch High School Girl, and he's obsessed with it. And I was like, yes.
I'm
going
to give a shout out to Richard because I gave Richard a run for his money playing Street
Fighter. Oh, yeah. And he's so
And then I,
and
I
he
uninstalled
it.
Yeah. I don't know. Other people in that group are pretty good, but he had a lot of fun playing with me. And I almost beat him. I was really close. Anyway.
So are we going to go
save
down
for the
list
Street Fighter
or how are we
podcast.
Doing this? Are we just going to kind of
pick and choose ones that we want to talk
around?
About?
Well, we're already talking about High School Girl. Let's do it.
All right, let's
so
do
I'm
it.
Guessing this is
yeah.
a girl that likes to go to arcades and get the high score and things.
No.
It's about a girl
no,
that's
that.
Trying
it's
to
a
rob a bank for the ultimate
and
score.
And a boy who's... I feel like I get the sense that the boy doesn't bathe. Just looking at him.
Okay, don't listen to Nick
His
about
BO
it.
His BO
has
got
to
be
not,
nasty.
First of all, Nick is not cut up, and he... he
it's
just
about
want,
a girl
I mean,
that you
knows.
Have to be high to score with.
But he just wants, don't listen to him, because he just wants to shit on it because I like it.
No, that's not why. No, it's because it's CG doll people. That's why.
Okay.
If you bypass the CG animation, like, the plot for High School Girl is really good.
I don't know. Up till episode 3, it wasn't that good. It just felt gross to me. Ugh. Just like the look of it is just so icky. It's like, ugh, ugh.
I mean, if you can't get past that, it's...
Yeah,
I mean,
that's just your
guess,
personal
but,
preference, but like...
But like
it does have a decent male rating, apparently, so I'll
look,
keep watching it.
Because when... Okay, but so when we did the first summer episode, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just a big plug for video games and stuff, which it still is, because in between, you know, in the halfway point, they plug in like...
Yeah, it's like...
They plugged in SNK Heroines, which is the SNK game with all the female... SNK characters.
It's kind of like Degashikashi style where they advertise.
Yeah, they plugged in Puyo Puyo, the mobile game, which is a puzzle game. Great puzzle game, by the way. No, they're not paying me to say that. Like, I love Puyo Puyo. It's great. Mm-hmm. There's a fucking Bareface Johnson professor guy. Anyway, and yeah, so it's still a plugging kind of, they take the chance to plug shit. And like I said before, all of the video games you watch them playing are the actual, like, video game. They're using actual video game footage and shit. And, you know, when I watched the first episode and we talked about it in the first summer episode, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, it's okay. I'm probably just going to keep watching it just because it's – I love retro stuff. I love arcade games. It takes place
I wonder
in
if this is a Netflix anime because it's not streaming anywhere.
It's –
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Oh, it is? It must be.
Yeah,
because Anime
be
News
Netflix.
Network isn't covering it on the daily streaming, so.
Yeah.
So anyway, it takes place, like, in the 90s, the early 90s, you know, so I'm kind of into – and I'm really into arcade tech. I'm really into, like, all that stuff. Old arcade games, retro tech, all that stuff. But it watching it, catching up to it today, it's so much more than that. And like the main character is finding these connections and his feelings for the girl, and then there's another girl who may have feelings for him, and it's like, oh shit.
That must have been after episode 3, because that's how far I got.
Yeah. She doesn't. Oh shit.
Don't. Hold on. I mean, I don't know if you want to. Yeah.
The girl never talks, and she likes him, but she's also an Ojisama. She's rich, so you know.
Well, like that's another thing about her is like he kind of assumes but makes the right assumption about her, which is like, oh, you probably never have time to have fun because you're always doing all this extra shit that's like educational and academic, and you probably want to take your frustrations out on, you know, whatever. Like there's a scene where they all go to this theme park with this one nasty guy that, like, likes her. And she purposely makes the main character play Final Fight with her. And he's like, you know this game's going to take forever, like, getting to the last level and stuff. Why do you want to play this one? And she wants to play it so the other kids will leave. Like, you know what I mean? It's, like, really cute. Like, I don't know. But, like, I don't know. It's way more than that. It's way more than I thought it was going to be. And yeah, it's still like a fucking walking advertisement, but I don't give a shit at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't.
I prefer
but anyway.
The big forehead girl. Dude, my memory's just shot right now. The one from the other season. The girl with the giant forehead. Good Lord, I can't remember.
Every girl you like has a giant forehead. You could be talking about 50 different people.
The one that came out like 2 seasons ago.
Everyone, she had fetal alcohol syndrome.
All the audience is fucking screaming
anymore
at their screens right now.
Screaming at their phone.
Anyway, it's a relatively new one. It's, you know, the girl, the teasing Takagi. There we go. Oh, fuck. That took forever.
Oh, Takagi.
I like that one better. It had kind of a somewhat similar premise, kind of. I don't know. I just like when the girl talks. Like, this girl doesn't talk, and it's not really my thing, and, you know.
That's what's, like, cute about it, though, because he gets her. Like,
it,
I don't know.
If it was animated by Kyo Annie, it'd be good. But it's fucking JC staff, like, 3D doll people. I fucking hate that shit, so.
You know what? I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Like,
I just can't stand the look of it.
Because I like the art style, but yeah, the animation style is
horrible. Like, it has a similar problem to Planet with like, the boy character is just, like, so gross looking. I hate him.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of, like, Planet With, who asked me that? Nick asked me that today. Are you watching this still? And I'm like, no, I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah, Planet With. This is, like, the wackiest, most out there show of the season, I would say. There's a lot to it. It has a lot of intrigue to it.
I feel like that would be my kind of show.
Supernatural, psychic, robot battles, basically, and, like, I mean, honestly, I'm not even following the plot that closely. I'm just kind of, like, watching the spectacle.
On it, like, with Planet With, there's really not that much of a plot.
Well, there's these people who are trying to conquer the world with psychic violence, and they, like, sick all these, like, supernatural monsters onto the world, and then the crime force has to fight them. That's, like, the really basic plot. It's so much, there's a lot more to it. I'm doing a bad job of summarizing it, but
along with big ass cat face Johnson, who looks up at girl figures skirts.
That's pretty funny. I don't know. I want to keep watching it. I'll have a better review on the final. This is one of those shows where you really got to get to the end of it to have like a full take on it.
Yeah, Nick. You know what? If I'm 100% missing something, fucking tell me and I'll watch it. But right now, it's just
It's another JC staff one apparently. Jesus.
I just don't know.
I mean, I don't mind Planet With. It's definitely something that I can enjoy, especially because I'm not that big on big robot shows. So I'm definitely going to continue watching it to see what happens.
I'm not that much into big robot shows, so I'm gonna watch this crappy one. Good yeah, job, Danny.
Just so that she can justify her hate of them.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Actually, that makes sense. yeah. I mean, we'll talk more about it at the end. I wish I could say more, but I've just been super busy, so haven't been able to.
I don't even know if it's one of those shows where you could say more.
No, there's a lot to say about it, so I just don't have notes right now. But I mean, a good place to go actually is Anime News Network does a daily. They do their daily streaming reviews for every show that's like streaming not on Netflix or whatever, or like once the show is legally available, they'll do the streaming review, and they have like someone who does every episode, and that's pretty cool. So you can check that out if you want to see like a more in-depth analysis for it.
Right. Okay. Well, then we can get to that later on in our seasonal review. But I don't know. It's just bunch of wackadoo. I don't know. You know, fucking weird. It's a fucking weird show. Okay. You know. Anyways, moving on. What else is Nick watching that we're not watching that we don't want to watch?
I think that mostly covers it. Overlord 3 and Attack on Titan, which apparently nobody else wrote down. Like what the? Attack on Titan. Danny's watching it.
I read Attack on Titan. I didn't finish. I'm not all caught up. I have one more episode left. This show is just dumb. Like,
why are you watching Attack on Titan when you all know you hate it?
Danny,
I thought you didn't like big robots.
I just
why are you watching Attack on Titan?
Because I want to see what happens.
The more that I'm watching it,
I feel like I just should just read it because.
No, don't do that. Like, the manga doesn't look as good. Don't do that. Just watch the show.
But plus, I'm pretty sure that the manga makes 10 times more sense.
Actually, no.
From what season 1 ended to where the second season began, like there's definitely a big ass chunk in between season 1 and season 2 that we are missing. And I have there no isn't. Idea
Danny,
what the fuck is
Danny, just read a synopsis
on
Wikipedia.
This is season 3, Danny. Sec. Stop. No, stop.
What's going
Nick,
on?
Danny, you know season 2 starts immediately after season 1 ends, right?
So does season 3 after 2. It's
I don't know.
Attack on Titan takes place over
like
a day.
I don't know. I feel like
it's like
that's
so
not
weird.
How I'm watching it. Like.
She's watching
that way.
The Haruhi Suzumiya way.
Danny, just marathon it. Don't watch it weekly. You got to marathon it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah.
Season 2 is good for weekly, though, because that had that bomb-ass cliffhanger in the middle of it.
The cliffhangers in season 2 were unreal. But no, like,
sick.
They,
anyway,
they all take place
good.
Right after each other.
This is like political intrigue. And they change.
I don't think so.
So, like, in the manga, I haven't read it, but, like, everyone says this is the slow part and this is, like, the shitty part, right? So, like, the author, like, kind of okayed them to change some of it. So, it's going to be less slow.
This,
so,
yeah.
it's going at a bigger, faster clip, apparently.
They already skipped some decent, not decent parts, but skipped a couple things that are, in my opinion, I don't really care that they skipped, to be honest.
Well, yeah,
but,
it's good. Like, they skip the bad parts, keep the good parts, you know. I'm always weirded out by Levi's voice actor, though. Like, he's got this, like, he's like, oh, I'm Levi, but, like, in Japanese. I can't say it in Japanese, but I'm used to the English because I always watch the dub.
Oh, I'm Levi.
Hey, I'm Levi. I'm Batman.
Why do you want to kill me, Joker?
But yeah, there's a coup attempt, coup d'etat. There's a, you know, you got the scouts. Or the
a soup to poop.
What are they called again? God damn, I can't remember the
Survey Corps.
Survey Corps, Scouts, whatever. There's Scouts in there, so yeah, the Survey Corps doing a coup, trying to find Aaron. Apparently, there's a
Aaron and his story.
There's a new revelation that like if you eat a Titan, you gain their powers.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
It's well. You gain whatever Titan abilities that person has.
Yeah, and nothing and you nothing has been no one's like been shown to do that yet, but like we know that
and
now.
And you gain their knowledge more importantly.
My theory is that Aaron was what's that South Park episode where like Cartman feeds the kid his parents? It's like someone fed Aaron a Titan and he just ate it and he gained the powers. That's my theory.
Well,
I'm closer than you think, right? Okay, good.
No, actually you're not. It's worse than that.
He ate chili.
But like, so the thing is too, is Aaron, if you remember from season two, at the end of season two, he has this thing called the coordinate. So that's why people are after Aaron right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. He can like summon Titans with his roar, basically. Mm-hmm. And yeah, everyone's trying to capture Aaron and use him.
He can direct. Well, he's got more. There's more about him.
There's still a lot of mysteries that they haven't explained yet. So yeah, we gotta let it ride on. But yeah,
they will. Yeah,
no Titans yet. It's getting close to that. So hopefully soon.
It's getting close to that part though. So like, it's gonna get crazy from here on out. But anyway.
Yeah. And the opening and ending are growing on me. I like them.
Oh, they're shit.
No, I like them. They're good.
No, they're shit. They're shit.
They're good.
It's terrible. It's bad.
You're terrible.
I'm not terrible. You're terrible.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Little lollies.
You're the one who fucking likes school days.
Yeah, and our
can we get talking to like a show that people care about?
Yeah, I'm
talk about a show that people care about. Okay, fuck Attack on Titan.
This whole time has been like.
Okay, fine. What do we want to talk about?
Let's see what Koka is watching. With his nice emoji list.
Bikini Blue Ocean.
Bikini Blue Ocean.
I have never heard of this.
That's a good anime. Yeah, I've seen it. Bikini
that's
Blue
Grand
Ocean.
Blue, you idiot.
Oh, you're saying the emoji. I thought that was the literal
Nick,
title.
I thought you knew emoji.
I was going
no,
by
no.
Banana Fish.
That's emojis. Why I was making a joke. I was like, oh yeah, it's a good anime. Like, oh. Like,
well, no, there's the volleyball anime. That could be that one.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
I would have put a volleyball.
Yeah.
That one's stupid.
So gross. Yeah.
Now I want to talk about Smile Candy Knife. It's stupid.
Nice. Yeah, I don't...
Oh, sugar.
Sugar happy. Yeah.
Happy sugar.
Happy sugar.
So it's like... I only watched one episode because of how bad it is. And it like baits you in. It's got cute imagery. And like half of the description is talking about this girl being slutty, which is interesting. And then like half like that's she's like easy and that sleeps around a lot, and that's all just thrown away as like one line in the beginning of the show. Like half of that description just is entirely irrelevant, and then it just goes super hard on with the yandere shit like right from the beginning, which I'm not the biggest fan of yandere in general, but you gotta have like a build up to who the character is and that makes this stuff come
right.
out, not just start with, oh, she's a psychopath that's killed three people and is living in their home, as if that's a good idea. That'd take like 3 days for people to figure out what happened.
Yeah, it's like all in the beginning. It's just like, there's this hoe-ass bitch and she's crazy. Anyway, here's the show. And then she kills everybody.
And she kidnaps
the
little girl.
The show, and she's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
well, she's
just,
the female well, Patrick just, Bateman. That's what she is.
Let's describe her real quick and then get into some other random shit with her. Okay.
Yeah, but it's all just entirely like why have so much of the description be something and then not have that at all? Like not that I was just looking for some super hypersexualized thing, but that kind of story is interesting because it's not something that's in anime really outside of hentai.
So why didn't we start with kind of seeing what that's about before you got into
just some little bit of context to that, not just oh she was a super slut but now she's not.
Right.
And you're just like, wait, what? I'm confused. Oh, and she's like killed three people.
Well, yeah, it's because there's this little girl who has the beacon, just like Aaron. And whenever she touches you, she heals you. And like everyone wants that little girl. Everybody in the show is a lolicon and a pedophile. Every single person.
See,
I'm like,
get that far,
I'm like half kidding. Like it's true. Because there's the lolly girl, you know.
Lowly.
And the main girl is trying to protect
based
her.
Based on Lolita.
I can't load up Anime News Network. It's just not working right now.
Not on Lollipop.
But yeah, I mean, that's like the basic premise. Then she stabs a guy in his eyeballs. And
you have to just really like Yandere and nothing else for this to make to be worth watching.
That's my problem with horror movies today, is that they're either all just jump scares or just gory shit, and I'm not about that with anime either. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Not what this is, though.
Hey, this is neither jump scares or gory
this
shit.
This isn't horror at all. It's just, well, it says horror, but it's not. It's like,
no,
it's,
I was just making an example, like, yeah. Like I'm not about that just for the, like, they're like the, don't add it in just to add it in is what I mean. Like, it just like
that. Oh, that's the like, entire point of the show is just how can we make, like,
I guess it is horror. It's just
a yandere wet dream.
It's like, how do you do stuff? Here you go. Here's how you do it. And they don't even explain why.
Yeah, we do want to know why why the main girl got to where she is. Sato. Yeah.
So
and Shio. They got
okay, so Koga,
yeah.
Koga don't like yeah. it.
Yeah. And if you like it, you're not necessarily a bad person, but make sure that you understand that yandere is not a healthy relationship, and that's not type of values that you should look for in a partner.
What do you mean?
That that's, ain't right.
I want someone to stab me. Feels good, man.
Not some they talk about like the extreme ownership where it's like the jealousy and controlling, like, oh, it's because she really cares. Like, no, that's emotional abuse.
Yes.
It's not
yeah.
okay.
Yep. Hey, that ain't right, fam. That ain't right. You deserve to be treated like...
like a banana smoky. Fish.
Banana.
Speaking of banana fish, you don't... Actually, no, you don't deserve to be treated but like a banana fish because you're sold into a sex ring. Sex trafficking. I'm not caught up on this one, so you guys will have to fill me in.
I'm not either.
Koka,
kinda,
how far
I'm
are you
on hold?
I'm on, like, episode 4 or 5.
Okay, because I got the first couple.
It's just kind of getting boring.
Yeah, it's like a mafia crime drama type thing.
Like, it's one of those things where there's, like, a lot happening.
Is it going too
like,
fast? Is that, like, the
no,
issue?
It's pretty slow.
No, it's just, it's not
it's pretty
interesting.
Slow.
I'm not really.
It was a high MAL score, 7.92.
And they're putting in a bunch of, like, action-y-esque scenes to kind of, like, tide you over through how, like, not interesting what you're looking at is.
So what's, okay, so after episode 2, what is the main plot?
Well, Ash...
Or, like,
Ash
what's the main
still,
themes you're going for?
Ash is still in
He goes
in
to prison.
And,
his brother's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, his brother gets shot. Because these two guys were trying to find Ash, and
they find out that banana fish is like super LSD that makes mm-hmm. people turn into malicious killer
oh,
zombies.
Oh, banana fish is like Rosebud. Everyone just like says it before they die or something.
Yeah.
Rosebud.
It's kind of like a Citizen Kane.
Yeah, but I mean like
thing.
What the drug is, which the drug is a super LSD.
Oh, nice, nice. So.
That kills everybody that takes it in 24 hours.
God, what a
oh, it's like a it's like a
drug.
Cult drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Kool-Aid.
Drink that Kool-Aid,
mixed
baby.
With the punch.
All right, well, cool.
But you know, all those things sound like it would be an interesting show to watch. It just kind of isn't.
It's just it's very slow.
That's a high MAL
you know,
score,
it's
man.
Not,
I don't know.
It's not. I'm sure. I'm hoping it'll pick up soon, but I don't know.
If you are a fan of this show, check out the Warui Deshu podcast. They are doing episodic discussions.
Tell us why it's good.
They have hour-long
okay,
discussions
well,
for each episode of the show.
Okay,
so.
Nick,
I feel
don't
like
plug other podcasts
I'm plugged,
while we're
they're not competing
a fucking
with us. They're only talking about banana fish.
There's so much.
It's fine.
There's so much like really good character dramas that you can watch in the real world with 3D people on Netflix. Like Orange is the New Black and stuff like that.
Right.
That's like, why bother watching something like Banana Fish?
Speaking of bananas, though.
Because nothing it's doing is interesting or compelling, and nothing about its use as anime as a medium is adding any value to it either.
Okay, but cool.
Well, it is a manga from the mid-80s.
Oh, my
so
God.
So that's probably why it feels
all right.
Cliche.
But Koka, here, hold on, babe. Let me.
I never even said cliche.
Well, not cliche. Well,
okay.
it feels average because it's like.
Let me interject here. Okay, yeah, you both suck equally. Okay, Koka, let me tell you why. you...
Why I suck specifically?
Why you said the key word here, banana. Three things. Bananas are my favorite fruit, number one. Number two.
Bananas have the highest radiation of any food that you could eat.
Banana nut muffins are my favorite kind
of
muffin.
They turn green when you put them in the microwave, and then they send an email.
Number three, Banana is my favorite character in Review Starlight.
Oh, there's a character named Banana?
Bananice.
Well, that's just what they call her. And, like, her pigtails are shaped like a bunch of bananas.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't keep track of names. It's like, I'm so bad at that.
I only remember that one.
I don't remember her.
Bananice.
But her name is Nana Daiba, but they call her Banana. Nana Daiba. And, like, she's always making, like, banana desserts and shit. But, like, each of her pigtails are shaped like a bunch of bananas. And, like, the little ribbons that go on the top are, like, the stems. They look like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. She kind of looks like a Donkey Kong character.
Yeah, she's fucking... Her outfit is white with the red cape.
Is that the main girl? No, Karen's the main girl. Never mind.
No, Karen's the main girl. No, but no. Fucking bananas, dude.
Where's the blue-haired girl? Is that Hikari? She's my favorite.
I really like the French girl that speaks French like the worst Japanese accent.
Claudine.
No, I like the bug girl.
She's speaking intelligible French.
I can speak French. Watch.
Omelette du fromage.
Omelette du fromage.
Dude, Mahiro Suyazaki.
Oui, oui.
Bug girl. Best
Buongiorno. DiGiorno.
Yeah, Review Starlight's interesting. Sort of, maybe.
You know what? Here's my thing about Review Starlight. Because, like, it's interesting as fuck.
Well, it's definitely not bad. It's better than most of the anime of the season.
Right. But no, like, here's my thing.
Arguably all of them.
Okay, here's my thing. Review Starlight is, like, it's cool and it's interesting. But then, like, I caught up with the last one today. That one that came out.
Yeah, I'm all caught up with it.
It's like an idol show. It's basically like a gussied up idol show. A more
interesting
version.
I would really love to finish my point before you come in with whatever fucking
bullshit.
That would be fucking wonderful. Okay, so like
you should just say the exact same thing I just said, and that'd be funny.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna fucking kill somebody.
Nick, shut up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so every episode, aside from like the first one where they like introduce like all the shit or whatever. Every episode, like, a set of characters has a problem. And, you know, like, the first, like, three or four, like, involved Karen or whatever. But, like, I mean, Karen's, like, involved in it. She's the main character. But, like, every episode has, like, a set of a certain set of characters have a set of problems. And they end up, by the end of the episode, they end up facing each other in the audition or whatever. And it's, like...
The giraffe's audition.
Whatever. And the girl, the stage thing, Review Starlight. Anyway, it's like it just got really repetitive, and it's like it became
What does Nick call it? Well, it's an idol,
Monster
Master. Monster of the Week, kind of. Well,
Monster of the
it's
Week.
Battle of the
not
Week.
Not even Monster of the Week.
Review
though,
of the
because
Week.
Because there's no purpose to it.
Yeah,
that's
it's hard to know.
Yeah,
like,
I know
their purpose is like we generally want to be famous, kind of. And it's like that's
yeah,
kind of
that's
it.
Not. I wasn't trying to say that that's exactly what it was. I'm just saying that I'm using the term a little loosely, but it's kind of like it's got that Power Rangers syndrome is what I mean, where the every episode there's the battle that settles the things between whatever is happening with one character to the next.
Yeah, and very formulaic.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I just kind of like I was keeping up with it every week because I was getting interested into seeing where it was going to go. And then it's just like, okay, man, like –
Well, they are having problems with getting animators, too. Like, you can tell in the later episodes.
That's irrelevant. The story is the problem.
It's an original work, so, like, that actually does matter, because if they can't get the animators they want, and, like, they're having trouble with that production, then they have to change the story. That fucks with it. So, I don't know if that's having anything to do with it.
No, because the part that we want requires the least animators.
I mean, yeah, maybe, you know. I mean, because
how
are you supposed to have, you know, animation without writers? You need a plot and the
there's no writers in the anime industry, Danny. They just make this
how
shit
do
up.
They...
Look
okay,
at Darling in the Franks.
Sure.
How do you think that was made?
Yeah. So that could affect stuff like more and more battle sequences, but sometimes we just need some fucking, the draft doesn't even move. Just show him for 16 minutes.
It's artsy. He's artfully framed in the camera.
I like, thought, like, just like, we were at 6 episodes. We still don't know any more about the audition.
Well, that's why I said
than we did the first episode.
It's just an idol
show. Not a single thing.
But it's a better version of a regular idol show, sort of.
No, it isn't. It's a worse version.
It's like, it's about,
I would rather watch
a normal
this
idol,
than
show
idol show
progresses. There's progress being made.
Well, plus they have like better animation
here,
too. Like some of them,
half
idol
of the show,
or no,
half of the show
no,
is completely worthless and hasn't developed at all since the first episode.
I would.
The
okay,
cast
see,
is a little bit
thought,
too big as well.
So here's I agree with you there. Here's how I was thinking it was going to happen though, and maybe I was just completely. I was completely off base. But obviously, I thought the first like 3 or maybe 4 episodes.
No, the first 3 were the best ones.
I thought the first 3 or 4 were gonna have them doing fighting each other kind of thing, and then it was gonna maybe go forward a little bit, maybe like over summer break or something, and then they were gonna like do these kind of auditions, quote unquote, against like another like really prestigious academy or something, where they're fighting people outside of what, you know, outside of themselves and doing all that kind of shit. I didn't think it was going to just be them fighting each other the whole time.
I mean, that doesn't really
well,
make
it's,
that much
it's,
sense.
This it's,
is in the high school battle.
I know it doesn't, but maybe, you know what? Like,
yeah,
I'm
it's
just
not kill a
think,
kill,
like,
Sam. Jeez, come on.
But no, like, my problem is that it's every, they're just fighting each other every week because somebody's got beef. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, I'm jealous that you're hanging out with my main bitch, so I'm going to fight you. And then they go to the auditions and they fight
Sam,
each
just,
other.
If you want a good version of this, go watch Utena.
Go watch Love Live.
I will then.
Well,
no,
Utena's the best
dude.
Version of it. But actually,
Love Live?
Utena has the more repetition like, too, and I think this is like really aping off of that. So
more like Ass
Idol
Live.
Master.
Idol Master? More like Ass Master.
More like Idol Ass Blaster. All right.
Yeah,
moving
Yori,
on.
The
As
anal
poop.
Queen.
Revue Starlight. It's still in contention for Anime of the Season because this season is not great, but you know.
Because I just want the auditions thing to like progress in some way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We don't know. We know nothing more about it than when the show started, which is stupid.
Well, it's just general like feeling good. It's like we have to try. We have to get there together. We're
yeah,
idols.
But okay. It's one of those things but, yeah. where it's like the fight itself isn't very literal, nor is it particularly metaphoric. It's like it's just nonsense to show off good animation and make you think that you're watching something that might be deeper than it really is.
Like I thought it was going to be, yeah, I definitely thought it was going to be deeper than that too. And like, I don't know. I'll keep watching it now that I fucking caught up with it all stupid.
And what was with the jellyfishes? Why did you want to go see all the jellyfishes?
I wanted to see jellyfishes. I want to see sharks.
That was the only episode that didn't have a fight in it, and it just had shit tons of jellyfishes.
I like squids.
Wait, speaking of
why couldn't the draft be a squid?
Speaking of squids, Jesus Christ, we're just
Splatoon the anime confirmed.
Well, we can either go from squids to Cells at Work or Grand Blue.
Go to Grand Blue first because that show's stupid.
All right, I'm not caught up, so you guys are gonna have to carry this one.
I'm caught up. It's entertaining. It's very much just that like immature kind of throwaway humor, but you know,
it's
progressing. Stuff is happening. I'm surprised Nick isn't liking it. Maybe because it's not sexual enough. Because
well,
it is exactly.
No, I'm not caught up. I'm not caught
school.
Up. That's why.
There's because you're watching too many shows, Nick.
No,
because
I had to do
there's
a bunch
enough,
of bullshit. It's fantasy
there's
football season,
talk.
Danny.
There's
I have more important things to do.
Okay, it's,
sure. There's not enough vag talking in for Nick.
It's like
it's not
prison school,
enough.
But with the jokes being better.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Because it's the same style, but with more interesting characters.
Nightcrawler.
And premise.
GIF. That's all I have to say.
Nightcrawler.
Jake Gyllenhaal shaking his head. GIF.
Calmer than you are. GIF.
Yeah, calmer. That's just how we should talk.
But they did add
yeah,
some
smug
big,
emoji.
Some big booty bitches. No, big breasted bitches. Asuza.
They like pee themselves.
Marry me.
Marry me. Just relax.
Stroke my hair.
Just calm down.
No, it's funny. Like, they introduce her, and they're like playing strip, rock, paper, scissors, and she's like, I'll take them on. And he has like a hairpin and all that's left, and he wants to beat her. She's like, well, I'm not going to get completely naked. And they're like, okay. And she's like, that's why I put Band-Aids on. And then he's like, he goes all Super Saiyan, like, I will fight you. Okay, Danny, your views? Dude.
My views on Grand Blue.
Is it grand?
It's grand and it's blue. And I'm really glad that it's not like prison school, and you know, they have the humor like prison school, you know, it's funny and everything, and it definitely has that like college frat boy Animal House humor. But I also like how the seniors, they actually go do club stuff. So they go and dive and stuff. And the main character learns how to like use the equipment and everything. So.
And not so in some like doesn't... super stupid way. Like.
Yeah. Like it's actually like it's pretty humble and it's like pretty, it actually gets like pretty serious when they do their club activities, which I like. So, it keeps me intrigued and wants to keep watching and stuff. So I'm enjoying it a lot, even if it's not the type of like humor that I really enjoy, you know? So, but okay. I recommend it to like, my friend Derek. Well, I would recommend it to Nick because this is definitely like the type of show that Nick would like. I also recommended my friend Derek, who's enjoying it. He's also enjoying Ace of Base. Like, he loves Ace of Base.
Yes, I got you to say Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
Fucking stop saying that.
Asobi Asabase.
But
that people know what we're talking about. Yeah, Grand Blue, good. I got to catch up. I've been a little burnt out lately. Very busy. I will catch up. I'll give you my final takes. The correct, objectively correct opinion will be here on the final episode. So stay tuned, everybody.
No, so
not as good as prison school though. The first two episodes were good. Not as good as prison school though.
All right.
So there.
So since Danny brought up Ace of Base, we kind of talked about it on our last week's
episode. That's the whole point. It's one of our favorites, right? I like it a lot.
Right. I don't even know what else to say about it other than that it's just like really ridiculous. It's just like
episode 4 was really strange. Like episode 4 was just the most like that was the weird episode out of the entire
what happened in that one again?
When Hanako's butler came to the fucking school with the umbrella and stuff, and like the laser comes out of his ass and stuff.
Oh, God.
and the whatchamacallit, the girl from the other school came like with her really really like heavy tan and stuff and like her tribal
Gyaru.
Yeah, like her tribal skin and
that,
stuff.
That was like that was scarily close to blackface too, actually.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, no, they did not go there. Like,
no, that's Japan though. The Gyaru style.
No, I know that. Yeah, they don't care. No, I do know that.
Gyaru, that'd be Gankuro.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, there you go. Close enough.
What else happened? What else happened in the episode, Sal?
I should have written down notes. I really love this show. Is that which episode had where the girl kicked their shoes because they were fighting for the club room? Was that like early on or was that later on?
I think that was episode 3. That was like,
yeah, okay. And I think
impression. I think my favorite scene was when with the sumo pushing with Hanako and the girl with the glasses, I forgot her name.
cussing me.
Yeah, and like they were trying to do, like, you know, they were trying to play this game, and Hanako like tries to like push her, and Kasumi just like just does like this complete like 95 angle, which like, oh, yeah, I'm like, how that. Is that even possible?
She breaks her back. Yeah. Because it's like they're doing the Pastimes Club. They do these like these weird kids games that are like feats of strength and stupidity, or like or dexterity or whatever. That's like the whole point of their club is like, yeah. Let's play these stupid games that might hurt you. Oh yeah, in the later episodes the rich girl wanted to get a boyfriend or something,
and they were trying to set her up. Talking about boys and stuff like that.
And they gave her a robot that had the voice of her grandfather or something.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay, that's weird.
God, the rich girl has like she has like the best voice actress. It's so funny.
They all do, but Hanako has the best.
Like she can get her voice to crack. It's great.
Yeah. God, I love that show.
Olivia
so
too.
Funny.
Yeah. Dude, that's my anime of the season. Fuck that. I mean, I'm saying it right now.
I don't blame you.
Cells of Work, you know, good show, but Cells of Work is close actually. But
Asobi Asobase has the best ED of the season.
It does.
Don't at me.
It does.
Don't at me.
But honestly, I love the opening so much.
Yeah, I like the song in the opening. Yeah, it's really good.
Freaking though, Haturaka Saibo Cells at Work though, dude. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I am learning so much about my body, little things that I didn't know.
I'm learning that this guy is like bathing in the Ganges River or something. He's like literally drinking poop. How do you get that sick? He's getting so sick.
Right. Yeah. It's all stuff I like already kind of
know. How do you know it's a guy though?
Or gal. Well, we'll find out if they get to the fallopian tubes or the fucking, you know, the balls.
The balls.
They'll call it the balls too. That'd be so funny.
So like, I didn't really understand. Like, I've never really understood what allergies were because I don't have allergies.
Histamines. Oh, yeah, you're so fucking like, lucky, Sam. Fuck you for one.
I don't have allergies. Yeah, or at least that I know of right now.
That's brown people privilege right there.
I always just kind of like.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I understood that allergies were like your immune system reacts to certain things a weird way. And then that episode was kind of cool because it was explaining, like, you know, your immune system sometimes can naturally have an overreaction to certain things. Mm-hmm.
That's what allergies are, like, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was like, you know, there's nothing really you can do about them. And by the end of the episode, they were like, but you know what? We all did our jobs. We all did what we were supposed to do, and there's nothing you could do. They're just whatever. They're allergies. And then, the missiles were going. He was sneezing. You know, achoo! Like,
no, do your sneeze. We're like, like do a loud one,
dude. Okay, because every time I sneeze, I have to make like a fucking noise, or else it just is like. So I'm always like this. I'm always like, and my dad is always he does it, but he does like this goofy thing at the end where he goes, I don't know why he does that. But, like, it's hilarious. And my brother just makes, like, a really gross fart face noise. So just be like,
do we still have anime to talk about?
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
This show always makes me want to go back and rewatch the Anatomy Park episode of Rick and Morty. But, yeah, it's really good. I love the part in episode, what was it, 3 or 4, where the white blood cell jumps inside of the, I don't remember the name of the bacteria, but he, like, jumps inside and, like, slices his way out and he's just covered in blood. That was great.
Yeah, I just loved the episode where they were showing like where cells are born.
Oh,
and then there was like the red blood cell academy or the bone marrow.
Yeah. That was
and
so
it turns
cute.
Out that she knew the white blood cell from like when they were little, mm-hmm. but like they
oh,
like
childhood
remember.
Friends. Oh, feels.
But like, yeah, the fucking platelets were like the heroes of episode.
Platelets.
Come on.
The platelets.
What the fuck? This is a pie. We have a high quality podcast, Sam.
Isn't that how it's spelled though? It's spelled like platelets.
But it's called. It's pronounced
in
platelets.
English.
Plate.
That's fucking Let. Stupid. That's like, oh, Sam's name is spelled S O M. Her name must be Johnson. You know what I mean? Like
no,
that's stupid.
Some.
Yes. That would make more sense. Sam, see, can't read. Sam can't read. All right.
I do not know why. Anyway, Cells at Work is a good show. I highly recommend. I kind of want to
read the manga. I'm surprised Polka is not watching this.
I forgot about
you
it.
You would like he this, Polka. There's Lolly Platelets.
And Asabase. I'm surprised he's not even watching that one too.
Yeah, you would like that too.
You
that
would really,
really
enjoy
good.
That.
I'm gonna
show.
Let you in on a little secret.
Maybe. It's all girls too, life. Polka. There's no guys to taint the show.
Yeah, I have a life too, man.
No, I just recently figured out okay, what else is a system to better be able to watch.
Cool, I got shit to do.
I didn't have a good system for keeping track of stuff, but now I do.
I got
that Taiga
anime list.
Taiga app.
List. But instead of feeding
Smokey that works
right
anymore,
now,
because Mal,
I'm here bullshitting with y'all. All right.
Okay, never mind. All right.
Fuck a lot of you.
What is this show where you have a character running to a... Oh, is that Chio's School Road?
Yeah, school girl running.
So for those of you who don't know...
I'm looking at Quokka's emoji list.
So Nick always makes our show list or whatever.
Show sheet.
And show sheets. And Nick, you know, he wanted us to write what we're all watching and shit. But Quokka, instead of typing out...
He used emojis.
What he was watching, he used emojis to like...
Yeah, they do those threads on Reddit sometimes. It's really funny. They like try to guess
so, like,
the show.
Yeah, so like for banana fish,
emoji.
He put a banana and then a fish and then
it's on our Instagram.
It's on our Instagram.
What's on our Instagram?
My list.
Quokka's oh,
list.
You put it on Instagram?
Yeah.
The gram.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Me and Danny both posting on Instagram right now.
Although
anyway.
I have been slacking because I've been busy. Real girl problems.
Yeah. We need at least one real post in between episode posts.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
Because too many episode posts makes it look trashy.
Yep. Anyway, okay, this isn't meeting time.
Let's just leave it in. Whatever. It's a live brainstorm.
Are we done?
No, we got more. We got more. We got, okay.
No. Hanabato. Hanabato.
Oh, badminton. Yep, I'm not caught up on that yet, but I'm gonna finish it.
Gotta talk about Hanabato. It's so good. It's getting crazy.
It's getting
now
hot
they're
in
here. What you call
they're
it?
They're in their competition mode right now. Yeah.
The prelims.
Yeah, the prelims. Yeah, and
do they
and
all wear spats?
Oh God. No.
What is your
problem?
I
love that.
No, they in the fucking
leotard uniform things.
Dude,
it's like
those skin tight pants that volleyball girls wear. You know what I'm talking
like
about?
Like what bicycle people wear.
Spats.
Athletic, whatever.
No, but better than spats because spats are not like skin tight.
They're like Spanx.
I'm talking like yoga pants and shit, but volleyball
Spanx.
Style.
Spanx.
Maybe that's what it is. Anyway.
Hanabato,
yeah. So are they, they're in a tournament?
Yeah, they're in the prelims right now. And, Ayano is getting pretty, pretty scary because she's in like her. Sam, what would you call it? What would you call her?
What?
Like,
like her like mood that her
yeah,
mode that she gets
yeah,
into?
Like her mode. Zone? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, her zone, really.
Is Ayano the tall girl with the giant boobs?
No, Ayano is the small girl who's a lefty.
Oh, Nagisa, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, she like didn't want to play badminton at first in the beginning because she was like, my mom's a bitch. In like episode 4 or 5 or whatever, like the topic of her mom comes up because
Connie was talking about her.
Connie Christensen.
Yeah.
The exchange student or the girl that
the girl
crashes
with the blonde
their
hair.
Club. Yeah, the twin tail blonde girl. Yep.
Yeah. She was like telling Ayano that, you know, like she's my mom, not your mom, blah blah blah.
Holy shit. So I clicked on Kaoruko Surigaya and she is the exact same character as Connie, they have the same hair, but the one girl has a bow.
Okay, anyway. All right, yeah. So, you know, she's like at the beginning clone. Of the... just, like, interject with this rando-ass shit. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, she has an evil clone. She's got to fight her sometime, all right?
Okay, yeah, whatever.
That's a plot point that's going to happen.
Sure, okay.
I'm not
but
open.
Like, you know, the thing with the drama with her mom is, like, you know what? Like, fuck your mama. You know what I mean? Like, if your mama's a bitch to you, get out of here.
Get out of my house.
The fact that she's... like, I love my mama. My mama's the shit. But, like, you know, some people grow up without their mom. Some people get estranged from their moms, whatever. It happens, okay? You don't need to be attached simply because they're your mama. And I think Ayano, at the end of, like, was that, like, episode 6 or 5? She's like, at the end of it, she's just like, dude, fuck my mom, dude. She's a 2-bit hoe.
Yeah.
My mama's gotta be at least a 3-bit hoe.
She's a trifling ass jive turkey, and I don't need her shit
I think,
to be good at badminton.
Yeah, I think after the training camp, you know, when they trained with Connie's team and stuff like that,
Ayano
definitely was all like, you know what, I'm just gonna play. Like, I'm just gonna play how I know, how I was trained and stuff like that. So, and I'm kind of glad that she's like that. And I'm really intrigued on, like, where it's gonna go. So, yeah. And
no, it's getting hyped.
Yeah, it's really getting hyped and stuff like that. I know some people on the Discord, we were talking about it earlier, and some, I don't remember who it was, but someone on the Discord was mentioning that the drama in Hayabano is just, like, over the top and over extreme. And, like, those of you, and, like, including myself, like, who watch sports anime on a daily basis, like, we all know sports animes are usually overhyped anyway, like, compared to real-life sports. So, like, there's always going to be that drama there, and it's always going to be overly exaggerated.
Yeah, it's like My Hero Academia, kind of.
I mean, that's what...
That show is...
That's
still,
what anime does...
Well, it does it really well, but it's, like, that's really
That's
dramatic.
What anime does best, though.
Yeah.
It's good at taking something like badminton and turning it into, like, this crazy thing, you know what I mean? Like, if you've ever seen that comic going around, it was made, like, probably like 5-6 years ago now, but it's like a quick little funny manga, like, panel that somebody drew, and it's like these two anime guys playing, like, Uno.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, he just played a draw 4 card. And, like, there's like a spectator's like, what does that mean? And he's like, it means he can make his opponent draw 4, like, whatever. Like,
it lets me, like, draw 2 cards from the top of my deck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it,
you fall directly
really...
into my trap. Yeah. Skip card.
Anime is really good at doing that. I mean, that's what. So
except
I mean,
it's terrible.
No, what's not? Hanibato's awesome.
Oh,
like,
so
I
fast.
I mean, that kind of thing that you're describing.
No,
like
it's awesome.
No, it's awesome.
Making fun of it.
You
got to
get
that
into
good.
It, bro. You got to get into it.
Okay, here's your problem. Is you obviously never played badmintons. You can't relate.
I'm tired.
I'm tired of the American cynical shows, you know? We need some anime, man. We need some fucking over-the-top shit.
And we got it. We're watching it right now.
But can't we just do that right with, like, now. Infinite boob physics?
Yes, we can.
If you want to do
flexible.
That, then watch Keijo or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, Keijo is fucking awesome.
Keijo.
That was top
Dude,
10
Keijo
of the year
was,
that year. Fight me.
Keijo is hilarious, man. I love Keijo.
That'd be
it's
anime
so
of the season
good.
Right now if it was airing, so shit.
I'm such
does,
like
does
a
Does Free
guy.
Have, like, infinite junk physics?
Now, that would be sweet right there. Their balls, they're just, like, walking
physics?
Around and their balls are junkling.
Ew.
Do they have
That's
Do they
gross.
Have junk?
In what?
They're Ken dolls.
Or are they all just like Ken dolls underneath their swim shorts, their spats?
There aren't guys. They're women.
In Free?
We're talking about Free now? I thought we
yeah,
were
moving
talking
on.
About Hanibano.
We've gone too far on Hanibano.
Oh, I Danny didn't hear you that show, because fucking Nick is too loud.
Yeah,
he talks over everyone, and I can't hear anybody.
That's how I win arguments. I talk louder.
No, you talk over people and you interrupt people. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's how you win. You just gotta bully them out.
I'm the only person allowed to interrupt people.
Yeah, because you're in Korea.
Yeah, technically, Coke is in the future. Difficult. So
he's in the future.
So if he interrupts us, it makes sense.
Well, actually, I'm in the future now too because it's 12 o'clock by me. So I'm in the future too.
In the future.
It's 1 p.m. here.
Yeah, it's 1 p.m. already, so it's 12 a.m. here. Anyway, Free. Yeah, we could talk about Free now. Free is
Does it have infinite junk physics? Great.
They don't have infinite junk physics.
Do they have bulges at all?
Do they what? Sorry?
Have bulges at all?
I haven't really noticed. I'm not really paying attention in that general area.
Are they just Ken dolls?
I don't know because I'm too.
Do they?
I'm too in awe with their pretty ass faces and their fucking
Danny,
six packs.
And do they do the thing that wrestlers do? This is what wrestlers do. All right, they fluff themselves up to intimidate the foe. Because you know, right when you step into the ring, if you're real fluffed up and you're like a stroke from from midnight and shit, then yeah, like that other guy is gonna be, he's gonna be scared of your boner.
I think that's bad for drag.
Sure. No.
That's what they do, though, right?
No.
Do you think it would be more aerodynamic if they had a boner when they were swimming?
Then it wouldn't be what Free is now. That would just be fucking yaoi shit.
It'd be a torpedo.
Free is yaoi shit.
I mean, not really. It's just
a sports gym. It's shown in AI or whatever, or close enough.
Fujo bait.
Yeah, it's Fujo bait.
It's the beginning. It's the beginning of Fujo bait.
All right, we all know Danny loves Free. In 10 seconds, give us the whole spiel because we got to move on.
Give us the new updates.
The
What's
new
happening?
Update,
who's winning the races? Who's banging who?
No one is banging anybody. Rin is in Australia. Oh my god. No one is banging anybody.
That's
yet.
How they get hazed onto the team, though.
Sure.
They have to get bukkakied in the showers.
Okay. Ikuya is like, he's a childhood friend of Haru and Makoto. And Ikuya's.
Danny, I said 10 seconds.
Friend, oh my god, then fine. Like, you know, there were races, people won, and best friend doesn't want childhood friend to see Ikuya. There you go.
All right,
and,
cool.
And Rin is in Australia, and there are actually English-speaking actors in the show, which I find pretty awesome.
All right, next show, what do we got? We have Chio School Road. Let's do this one quick.
It's pretty much the same as it was.
Yep.
Gio's trying to get to school every episode, and they have fun.
Any favorite bits from the... Any favorite scenes,
When they were
Koka?
Taking pictures with the cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that was
actually
really funny. Yeah.
I haven't caught up on this show.
She's like, I'm so sexy. Shexy, or however they say it. They're like, it's not illegal if we don't touch it to our lips, or whatever. Yeah, I like Chio's school role because like it has all the characters' inner monologues. That's what I like better. That's why I don't like the high score girl. She doesn't have a monologue. It's just characters like emoting.
Yeah, but you don't know anything, Nick.
Yeah. You don't know nothing, Nick.
Dude, Chio, dude, she's flat as a board, but she has a personality, so it makes up for it. It's great and funny.
I'm not
okay,
caught
Barbara,
up on
top
anyway,
three,
so like,
top three, top five. All right.
Top three, top five. Just say that for everything. Top three, top five.
Top three, top five. what about, so My Hero Academia season 3. Let's get this one real quick.
I think I'm the only one.
You and Nick are the only ones watching it. I'm not watching it.
I'm watching it.
They're just, I mean,
that's what I said. I said, I mean, I said Sam and Nick.
I don't know what else to say about it. Every week, every time we do a seasonal episode with and that involves My Hero, it's just like, I don't know, it's just cool. Like, it's just awesome.
They're doing, they're
like
in the, it's not a tournament. They're in a test to get their hero license.
To get their license, yeah.
Yeah, and the academy, Shoji Academy, I don't remember. Anyway, the class 1A is battling against everybody and, you know.
Other hero schools. And, like, Aizawa didn't tell them that.
Oh, yeah, he didn't, like, tell them because he figures that they would be, that it's, like, better for them, for their learning if they're not prepared because, like, that's how it's going to be in the real world.
Well, the thing is that he didn't tell them that one of the traditions.
Aizawa is Kakashi looking guy, right?
Yeah, with the burn marks.
Teacher man.
Teacher man.
Does he have the burn marks?
He purposely didn't tell them that there is a tradition that every year when they have these the license test, is that everyone tries to eliminate, Class 1A of their academy first. They like all like gang up on their school and their class first because it's like the freshman hunt or something. I don't know, but like
everybody's jealous and envious of them, so they
they want to take like, them down a peg.
If
we take so like you know whatever. But anyway, that's what's happening right now. Shit's going down.
Sam, you're watching Jaeger, are you?
Tenro Seriously Jaeger, yeah.
Yeah, how's that?
I am actually not caught up on it. That's
LOL. Awkward.
That's the one with really good fight animation.
Dude, yeah. It's so far, it's cool. It's keeping my attention. And I really like the style. You know what? I had a fucking page up for it on my notes thingy, and then now I fucking lost it. There we go. Studio PA works, and I don't know, man. The art style is just really sick.
What are like the main themes it's going for right now? Who would you recommend it to? That's the thing. Like, what are the themes? Who would you recommend it? What are some similar shows? It's a mix between this and that.
It's gonna be on Budflix.
Give us a pitch.
In terms of themes, I guess I don't really know. I would recommend it to people who like it. I don't know. If you like Juni Tyson and like Bacano and stuff like that, definitely okay. It's definitely nothing like Bacano. But
it's
like,
pronounced Bacano, by the way.
Bacane.
Because they emphasize the first syllable.
Bacachetta.
In
Bacachana.
In the great Nippon.
Madaka Majaka.
Madaka Majaka.
I don't really know what there's not really a theme. There's like the main character, he has this thing called the Sirius in him, and he just has like a taste for vampires and demons. They're vampire hunters. They'd be hunting vampires and be killing bitches.
It's like a supernatural theme. Like,
I would recommend it to those kinds of people. If you like Garo Vanishing Line, if you like that, I would say this is like what Garo Vanishing Line should have been, in my opinion. But like, or if you like Parasite, but not as like emotional and scary, probably. But like, in terms of themes, it's like a lot of self-conflict because the main character, Yuli, he has the Sirius in him, which is like this dog, the dog face, or a wolf. It's like a wolf thingy. When he fights, he gets into like this mood, and you can tell that the Sirius is kind of taking over in him a little bit. Right. I don't know. I only got up to like episode 3, but like, no, dude, it's sick. I like it.
All right, so what is each of our top 3 of the season if we have to pick?
That's a good question.
I'll start. So I'm going to go with Asobi Asobase, Ace of Base. And I'll go with Cells at Work. And then I know Revue Starlight, a lot of people like it. No, Planet with Academia. I'm not going to count like the sequels.
All right, so we're not going to count sequels.
No sequels, no sequels. Okay. That's a cop out.
Okay.
Top three, top five.
Top three, top five. So Asobi Asobase, Cells at Work, and our left field, How Not to Summon a Demon Lord. I'm putting that up there. Fuck it.
You're just being a bitch.
No, I just, you know, it's just like the right time for me to watch it. You know, I need to reset my anime palette. It's basic. I just kind of like watching it. You know,
I'll probably it's not the best, put, but,
you know, enjoy it.
I'll put Cells at Work, Hanebato, and High Score Girl.
Oh, you're not putting Asobase at all. Okay.
You know what? I don't know. You said top three, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, top three, top five.
Top three, top five? Say, like, Asobase is tied with High Score Girl or something. I don't know. Top three, top five.
Top three, top five. Quokka. Top three, top
five. Anime sucks.
Quokka's top three is just like
anime.
But it's Terrace all House. The anime that sucks, Bikini Blue Ocean sucks the least.
Oh, Grand Blue, yep.
And but what about Girl Going to School?
Yeah, it seems okay. Like you didn't hate that one. So that's all right. That's your number two. What about Revue Starlight? So you didn't hate that one either, right?
I intensely dislike it.
Oh, then Banana Fish. All right, Banana Fish, you're ambivalent.
No, so I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Fuck, what have you watched so far? All right.
Happy
Sugar Life is your top three by default. It's in your top three. It has to be that. Hopefully you can upgrade that one next time.
Hopefully he'll...
Yeah, hopefully the shows become better.
Asobase.
You can pick up a new one. We'll make
Quokka, you just need Quokka. To drop all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, watch Asobase. That one's better than all
and
those.
Cells at Work.
Oh, yeah, and Cells at Work. Okay, Jesus Christ.
He needs to watch Cells at Work.
I hope they start playing that in schools in real life. That'd be great.
They really just should, but they probably, like, definitely
they
not.
Would probably have to, like, edit out, like, the blood and shit.
Nah.
But blood's in the body.
Well, you
Danny.
Know what? The blood, even the bloody parts are, like, really jokey.
Half the characters are blood
I was going to make a very dark joke, and I'm not going to do that.
Because they're blood cells.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Oh, man.
Okay, Danny, what's your top three?
My top three is Hanebato, Asobase,
Grand Blue, you like that one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like a couple. Like,
you have only two other new shows to choose from.
Danny, you're going to get Happy Sugar Life if you don't fucking pick in the next 5 seconds.
No, fuck that shit. Okay, we'll go with Grand Blue.
That's right.
I do like Cells at Work a lot, and I do like High Score Girl, too. So, all right,
you and Sam are the same person, confirmed.
Top three,
okay.
Top three, top five.
Have you ever seen Danny and Sam in the same room? No. I rest my case.
No, but we're in the same Discord.
Are we wrapping it up now?
Yeah, because Nick ruined everything.
Unlike
anyway.
The human in Cells at Work, we're going to wrap it up. Because that human's about to get gonorrhea. I'm guessing.
Okay. So we recently decided that we are going to do a special Terrace House episode sometime.
Yeah,
Nick's not going to be there.
No.
So that's
you guys still
point.
Have to watch like two show swaps this week. Are you going
to
time?
I'm almost done. I'm almost
the
done.
The thing is, we don't
so
need
maybe
to watch
weeks.
Any more Terrace House. We can just talk about wherever they are.
Wherever we,
I'm not
yeah, wherever
up.
We're left off, wherever we left off and stuff.
Nick,
so.
We don't want you there.
Oh, good.
No, you can come if you want
you,
to.
Then.
So, but it's
if
Terrace
you haven't
House,
heard of Terrace
like...
House,
it's like Japanese Big Brother, but less trashy.
But we'll be talking about it's... Aloha State specifically, which is the first No, second Netflix season was last year.
Why don't you just start from the beginning?
Because that's too much. They're watching Aloha State.
We're watching Aloha State.
I already watched. I already started.
We're
going to
review Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh God!
It's not like you need to watch the previous Terrace Houses to like know what's going on in Aloha State.
Really
Except
don't.
In Aloha State,
I mean,
they do
yes,
have
sometimes
six
they do
people from like, other seasons.
Yeah, yeah, they do like talk
you
about.
You guys don't even know
the
magic that is
show.
Sana. You've only seen her for that short bit.
Once I finish Aloha State, I'm going to see the. I'm going to watch the first.
Oh, is she the old lady who drinks wine?
Yeah, there's one website.
All right,
so
anyway.
You can get subs on Terrible House, and every single one, the description is like, Insana drinks wine.
Yeah.
Like, every episode's like, all these people did this stuff, Sana drinks wine. Sana drinks chocolate wine. Sana drinks wine.
So, that is on American Netflix. I don't know if it's on Canadian Netflix. It probably is. Well, it's a Netflix produced, so yeah, it should be on
and
all of them.
Aloha State is completely out and done.
Yeah, Terrace House, Aloha State,
dude,
really
good.
Dude, the
one after that is good, though. The third one?
Okay, so anyway, watch Fourth that, one? Please, because we're going to do a podcast step on that, we decided. So do that.
Special, separate.
If you want to.
Else.
Yeah, that's going to be like AO number 4 or something. Remember when we used to do those? Anime Summit AO?
They're fun.
Anyway.
I remember.
Let's do that.
You remember? I remember.
Anime sucks right now. I want to talk about anything else.
So anyway, that being said, that's what we're watching. You should watch it too. Let us know what you're watching this season. Let us know what you think sucks, what you think is awesome, what you think about High Score Girl, because I really like High Score Girl. What you think about Benigna Fish.
That's my name and I'm not even caught up on the show.
Yeah. But
shame
anyway,
and next week Danny and I talk about Camaraderie High School and Paradise Kiss.
Yeah.
And I will not be there next week because I have important fantasy football to do.
So do
the
that.
The only time I can do it.
And other than that, I've been Sam. She's been Danny. Quokka in Korea. Anime Summit Best Boy Nick, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. Bitch.
Nick, you're an ass. You're an ass.
What's with you in my ass? What did my ass ever do? Because
you like butt plugs. You like things up your butt.
I like how we're still going with that room.
I've never put
random things up his butt.
Wait, what? What did Quokka say?
I just want some pecan sandies.